Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is July 30th, and it is us again.
No guest.
No guest? No, I was trying to say that we are here to entertain, make you feel better about yourself, and maybe, just maybe, make your Monday a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We had a very hot weekend. Right?
I didn't go out much.
You didn't go out much. Well, I tried to, but it was hard.
I left my house once yesterday, and it was to get a bottle of wine because I'm an alcoholic.
Yes, you are.
Literally, that's the only reason I left. I had drama this weekend. That's what I had.
Drama?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Can you share?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, okay. I'll always share whatever happens to me.
You're an open book.
Friday night, I didn't do much because I was like on the fence of whether or not I was trying out for a show on Saturday. And I knew the show was, the audition was far away, and I had to leave early. So I was like, I'm going to have to wake up early, get my hair blow dried, like, do all this stuff. I'm not going to go out. So I ended up staying out. I went to bed super early, like, probably 9:30.
Yeah.
Woke up, got my hair done, went to this audition. I killed the audition. I always feel
Did you really?
I feel like I always kill the audition.
Yeah.
But it's also
but
because...
But that's good. You feel confident about yourself.
But I also feel like there was nobody like me there.
Right.
Literally and figuratively.
I don't think there's a lot of people like you there.
No. Yeah. So I felt good leaving the competition, but then it was like a two-hour drive home. And as I was there, my ex-roommate was blowing up my phone. And I was like, I just couldn't... Cause she's supposed to drop off the keys because we found a new roommate.
Right.
So in the process of all this and her not helping find a new roommate, the guy that I live with took the stuff out of her room, which she only had like a trash bag full of shoes and a couple of backpacks. That's
right.
All she had left. And it's been there for almost 3 months because she moved out in May.
Right.
And he moved it onto the patio so he could move into her room. And that way we could show the empty room to the new roommate. Basically, that's what happened.
Right.
So I guess she showed up at the house to move the rest of her stuff and was called him and was extremely rude to him about how he moved her stuff, and then she was blowing my phone up about it. And I was like, I'm at an audition, and when I'm at an audition, I just don't want any negativity, because once that negativity brushes off on you, it affects your mood.
Right.
So I go, I will contact you when I leave here, but right now I'm in the zone, like, please leave me alone.
Yeah, get the fuck off my phone.
Exactly. So when I get back to the apartment, she took all her stuff, including when she moved out, she gave me her old vacuum because her boyfriend already had a vacuum, and she's like, I don't need it. So she was so petty that she took the vacuum
too.
She didn't leave the keys.
Yeah.
And she broke into my room, and her boyfriend set up the Fire Stick for me.
Uh-huh.
So I can have unlimited movies, because if you don't have it set up, jailbroken, it's just like basically having Netflix.
Right.
So he jailbroke it for me. So they took the remote, nothing else, so I wouldn't be able to use it.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
So I went off. Like I went crazy. I'm like, I'm just not the one, girl.
Yeah.
Like, I live with you for 8 months. Do you really want me to hop on this YouTube and do a video about everything I know about you? Because I will. And she knows I will.
Yeah.
So her boyfriend, she didn't respond back to me.
Uh-huh.
So her boyfriend wrote me a message and was like, we took you out to eat for your birthday. I'm like, that was a month. That was 3 months ago. Oh, how things have changed.
Right.
I go, that is besides the fact that you broke into my room because it was locked.
Really?
They broke into my room.
How did they?
It's easy. She taught me how to do it. Like, for instance, her room was locked.
Right.
And the internet guys came, and I had to use a debit card or like a flat Starbucks card or something, and you just pop the lock open.
Really?
Yeah. So they must have used that, popped my lock open, and took just my remote.
Oh, God.
So I was dealing with that. So it like gave me a little bit of anxiety all day yesterday.
Right.
Because I just like, when I get angry, it's like I get really angry.
Right.
Like, I got to calm myself down.
But how about you just get a fucking new remote and relax?
No, how about you drop off the keys to the office and drop off the remote? That's the option.
Yeah.
That's the option I gave them. I go, if you have it there by Monday, I will not post a YouTube video about her. If it's not there by Monday, I will be posting a YouTube video about her. So that's you
good.
Choose.
That's good.
So her boyfriend was like, yeah, we'll drop it off, admitting that they took the remote.
Yeah. Wow. And they didn't need it.
No.
It's just to hurt you.
Yeah.
Wow.
All for what?
Yeah.
For what? Like, you did nothing to help this move out process.
Right.
Like, we did what you were supposed to do. We found a new replacement so you wouldn't have to pay August rent. Mm. She's like, I would have never had to pay August rent. I'm like, they sent an email that says if you don't find a replacement, you're paying. As long, we could have kept her on the lease for a year.
Yeah.
And she would have been responsible for that rent.
Right, right.
So.
Wow. People are fucking shit, you know. They don't appreciate anything. And they always look at the negative, like you said, you know. And it's terrible, you know, because you can't trust anybody.
No, not at all. Like, even people that you live with or people that you spend time with, because you just never know their true intentions. Like, the entire time that we lived together and that I was hanging out with her and her boyfriend, or we did this, or we did that, it was literally so fake. But for me, it wasn't. Like, I'm just not a fake individual. When I don't like someone, I just don't put myself in a position to be around you. I don't speak to you. I don't talk to you. I just don't do it. But you can put a... It's scary when people can put on a front and an act.
Mm-hmm.
And then
there's somebody else.
Yeah, it's just,
I know.
So scary.
I know, and I don't know what they gain by that, but I've known a couple of people like that, and that's terrible, you know. And they try to pretend to be someone who they're not, and then you find out about the real person, you know.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, I have that, and I agree with you. You don't want to associate with them. Definitely, you don't want to be friends with them.
No,
because I believe that you can tell a lot about a person by looking at their friends.
Yeah.
You know, who they surround themselves
with. Yeah, and I have a problem with people that surround, like, okay, so she introduced me to this other girl. Me and the other girl hung out a lot, and I haven't hung out with her since my roommate moved out, which means, okay, maybe it was just another fake friendship, which I'm fine with. I don't hit her up. I don't text her. I don't lose sleep about it. But she was also in my apartment on Saturday, and she stood there while they broke into my room and took my shit. So I texted her. I go, I want to clarify that you were in my apartment in caps lock and broke into my shit and took my things. You were there, correct? And she's such a pussy. She didn't even text back. So she's blocked and deleted. It's so funny because I noticed, like, when she actually did live with me, it was like, you don't realize the negativity in your life until after that negativity is gone and how it affects you. Yeah. It's like toxicity that you don't even know is in your life, or how those people are affecting the way you act or how you're behaving. And as soon as she moved out, it was like I was even if I never went out and I was with by myself, I was completely happier.
Yeah, so you feel less pressure.
Mm-hmm.
From that negative bullshit.
And that's what I was explaining to her boyfriend. I go, all you had to do is drop off the keys and none of us have ever need to speak to each other ever again.
Right.
You guys are making this so difficult, so complicated. Like, it's giving everybody anxiety. Frankie no longer wants you at the apartment. I no longer want you at the apartment. So now you have to drop the keys off at the office. Drop them off at tomorrow and then we could be done with each other. Right. I won't embarrass your girlfriend on social media.
Yeah, that's true, huh? That's a good threat.
Yeah. But it's not a threat. It's like what I would actually
it's
do.
It's not. I mean, it's not illegal or anything.
No, you just can't drop her name because then it's slander.
Yeah. Right, right.
You just got to leave her as my roommate. But everyone knows who my roommate is because people that have been following me for decades know people that I used to tag and people that I used to surround myself with. So I don't need to put your name to ruin you.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But what if they try to get back at you some other way, you know? I mean, it could go back and forth for a long time.
No, there's nothing she can do.
Why? She can do a video about you.
Everything about me, I put out in the public.
Yeah.
I literally have no secrets. So when people say stuff to me, I'm like, oh, that's something I've already told everybody. And that's probably one of the main reasons I'm like that, too. I'm like, no one can ever tell me something that I said in private. Because I'm very open about anything tragic that's ever happened to me, anything detrimental, being broke, being broken up, being used, having sex with a guy who never called me back. I'm pretty much telling everybody myself.
You're putting it out there.
So there's nothing you can really do at all.
No leverage against you.
None
huh?
whatsoever. None.
Well, good. That's a good way to do it. Mm-hmm. That's one way to do it.
I mean, that's not the route I want to take. But if you keep making this, like, this guy's, our new roommate's leaving for Scotland. Mm-hmm. So he's like trying to get his keys and like trying to moving his stuff in before he goes to Scotland. What is the big deal?
Yeah.
Why are we doing this right now? What are you getting out of this? She's like, write me a check for $1,200 for the utilities you owe me. First of all, I don't owe you $1,200 in utilities. I owe you like $400. And I'm never writing you that check. She's never getting a penny from me. Not a fucking penny.
Really? Nope. But you owe it to her.
I told her so the deal we made was she's going to get my vanity mirror because they're like $500-$600. And I said, once my full, because I got two of them in the mail, one for the living room, the full length body mirror.
Right.
One for the living room and one for my bedroom. And the one for my bedroom cracked. I told you that, right? Came broken.
Right.
And I was like, once the new one comes, by all means, pick up the mirror. Right. But now you've made it so negative that I don't even want you to ever come back to my apartment to ever pick up a mirror because I never want to see your face ever again.
Yeah. All right. Well, whatever.
Yep. It's How was done. Your weekend?
It's done and over with.
Yeah. I ate so much candy yesterday.
Why?
I hate candy. I don't know.
Really?
And I hate chocolate, but I got a whole bag of Reese's Pieces and I sat on the couch and ate an entire half of a bag. You know, the big ones.
Yes.
I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe getting my, you know, monthly friend.
You think so?
Yeah. I think that's the only time I really actually am like, oh, chocolate.
Maybe it lowers your body sugar, right?
Sugar?
Yeah.
I thought people with diabetes had to eat sugar.
You have diabetes?
No.
No, so what are you talking about?
Isn't that like when you have low blood sugar, you have to eat sugar?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have low blood sugar. If I was like eating half a bag of candy, I'd be all set. I'd be Gucci. I'd be good to go. I'd be full of sugar.
I didn't say blood pressure.
Oh, you said blood pressure.
No.
You said blood sugar.
Sugar.
Yeah.
The sugar levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, were too high or too low for you.
Oh, maybe too high.
No, I'm saying you had low sugar levels, so you needed some.
No. You get like dizzy and faint when that happens, right? Like you feel like you're going to pass out?
No, I mean, sometimes you just have a strong desire for sugar, no? Mm-hmm. I do sometimes.
Really? But I think that's just chocolate. Our cravings.
Yeah, chocolate.
I thought you like chocolate?
I love chocolate.
Like dark chocolate?
No, I like milk chocolate.
Okay, yeah, dark chocolate, I just don't see how anybody could eat it. It's just like even the smell throws me off.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, no. That's why I don't understand how people like chocolate chip cookies, because it's usually dark chocolate chips. I don't even think there's milk chocolate chips, is there?
Yeah, I think there are.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, did you ever get your cookie mix?
Oh, yeah. I get like tons of it.
You're talking about the peanut butter one, right?
The Reese's one. Yeah. It's kind of rare. You can't find it in stores, but I found it on Amazon, so I got like a pack of eight.
Yeah.
And now I make my edible cookies that way. And let me tell you, they're super, super good.
Yeah, you were saying that. That's what just made me remember it. I'm like, we're talking about Reese's and cookies.
So that's with milk chocolate, because that's how Reese's
is. Yeah, Reese's is milk.
Yeah.
So it's like a sugar cookie with Reese's Pieces in it? Or is it?
Why Pieces? Pieces.
Okay.
But
pieces
okay. Like a piece.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But
like the chunky ones.
But no, those are the Reese's Pieces is like the M&M's.
Yeah, they're small.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the peanut butter cups.
Yeah, the peanut butter cups. Yeah. Right. Okay. Right. So it's like the chunky peanut butter cups in a sugar cookie, basically.
What it is? Yeah, I mean it's like a sugar mix, and then they put like pieces of peanut butter and chocolate in there, so it just comes out like a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah,
but it's got the flavor of the peanut butter and everything in there.
Right,
it's just super good. You know, I mean, I'm really lucky to have found it.
Does your son eat those cookies?
No, he doesn't. No,
really?
They don't do. Apparently, they don't do anything for him. You know, he's gotten such high tolerance to weed.
Yeah,
that. You know, I mean, the only thing that gets him high is smoking his wax, you know?
I don't even know what the hell wax is.
Yeah, it looks like it's a sticky liquid, hardened liquid, okay? So it's kind of like, what's it like? How can I describe it to you? It's, just think of hardened wax or something, you know?
Right.
And
but where
and
do you put it?
They put it like in a kind of like a, in some kind of contraption, but it looks like a pipe, but it's not a pipe, you know?
Right.
Because you vaporize the stuff, you don't really smoke it.
Gotcha.
So that's what like the kids are smoking these days.
I have no clue.
Because the flower is too weak for them, I guess, anymore.
I feel like weed is always going to be popular, though.
Right.
I feel like everyone I know is like in the weed business. Like, really? Everyone I know is getting in the weed business. So either opening shops or they're like planting for the shops or like on my whole Instagram timeline is people that are like growing and selling weed. Like, it's still such a huge
It's phenomenon. Getting bigger because now people are getting into it because it's legal, you know?
Yeah, like there's so many smoke shops on Venice Beach.
I know. There's everywhere. I mean, on Ventura Boulevard, you can see in one block, there's three.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck is that, you know? But I don't mind. I mean, the prices are going down, so that's pretty good.
How much is it if you buy just like a box of joints?
A box of joints? Well, that's. I mean, depends how big the joints, what kind of weed it is.
Like, you know, the ones that come.
And where you're getting it.
They look like they're cigarette packs. And you flip it up and there's like literally eight or something, like four in the front, four in the back.
Oh, they don't have many of those. I mean, I've seen them only in like events and stuff like that.
Oh, no. Everyone I know has them.
Really? Like it comes like a cigarette pack?
And I always want to be like, hey, how much are you spending on that? Because I just want to buy that because that's easier for me. That's like how I would smoke.
Right. But I mean, you can buy a roller and smoke it yourself and pay a lot less. Roll it yourself.
I don't know how to roll even with a roller. I've tried.
I'm telling you, I'll show you. It's the easiest thing.
Like you're talking about, you grind it and then you just stick it and like stuff it and then like close the stomach.
And you roll it with a paper.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's the easiest fucking thing. I'll show you. But no, I mean, that's the way I roll. That's the way I roll. But, yeah, it's something that I've always smoked, and I don't know what's going to happen if they do away with flower, but they're not going to. I mean, the reason I said that is because I read an article how people are moving to edibles and vaporizers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But so what I was thinking is, oh, God, you know, there's less demand for flower, but there's always going to be the demand for it.
Right.
Because part of it is looking at the nugs, enjoying yourself, the smell, the taste, you know?
Right.
So, but God, does it stink, man. I mean, I love the smell, but everybody knows you're smoking.
Yeah,
you're smoking.
110%. Right? Like, anytime I walk into my apartment building, I just instantly know you somebody in this building is smoking weed right now.
Right.
Which I don't mind the smell, but there's definitely some people that do not like it.
No, no. Yeah. I had neighbors that didn't like it, you know? But they were stuck there for a while.
It's like, what can you do?
Right.
There's nothing.
But
you
then
know.
I realized, you know what? I don't smoke that much. I mean, most of what I smoke is late at night when everybody's in bed, the windows are closed.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't feel that bad. But, it's getting harder and harder to smoke, whatever it is, weed, cigarettes. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of a sad story is they're talking about an orca whale. You know those whales that are black and white?
Yeah, they call them killer whales.
Right.
Yeah.
So a mourning mom, carried her dead baby for days through the ocean. So her baby died, and she carried it for 3 days. And they're saying how she's probably mourning, you know? She tried to sort of like save him.
That's horrible.
But, yeah. You see, they say about them that they know the calf is dead. This is a grieving or ceremonial thing done by the mother. She doesn't want to let go. She's probably lost two other calves since her first offspring 8 years ago. So you see, these are like monitored by scientists and stuff.
Right.
So they know if they have a baby or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
They're saying that because of a lack of food, maybe that's causing some of the newborns to die, you know. But
global warming is like a real thing that's happening and like nobody's talking about it.
Everybody's talking about
it. Like Iceland doesn't even look like Iceland anymore. Like some of the pictures that are surfacing, I'm like, whoa. Like, and that's where polar bears and stuff they're almost extinct. There's a video that's all over Facebook of this one polar bear who's like a lone ranger because everyone in his pack died. And he's so skinny, it's hard to like look at him.
Wow.
And like, it kind of bothers me. I get that people can't like approach him because he's a bear and he's hungry.
Right.
But like, do something. Go get some food and throw it in his direction. Do something. Or just film him dying. Makes me so
irritated. Well,
maybe
they did later.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they just wanted to get the story out about global warming first.
Right. You know, so they're saying there's only about 75 whales in the population off the coast of Canada and northwestern United States.
That's not a lot at all.
No, that's not a lot. But they're saying they've had zero surviving babies in the last few years. You know.
So they're going to go extinct.
Something's going to happen, you know. But they're saying the cause is lack of sufficient food in the foraging area, you know.
That's sad.
They're saying due to environmental reasons.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know what kind of environmental reasons.
Yeah, because isn't the ocean so deep? Like, can they still go deep, deep, deep and find food? Because, I mean, we're not going that deep for food.
You know how deep it is?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Really, but can't whales, like, they have access to more than we can.
Right, but I don't know how low they can actually
go.
Swim.
Yeah.
There's so much pressure underneath from all the water above you, you know?
There was a video on Facebook of this, people on, like, kind of a small boat. Like, right. It seems kind of like a speed boat. And there was a killer whale, and he was wrapped up in a net.
Uh-huh.
And he was like dying.
Right.
They think he was like wrapped up in that net for like days. Uh-huh. So they were petrified, but they cut the net open, and the whale like knew that they saved him. So he followed the boat and put on like a show, like did a bunch of tricks and did a bunch of splashes to say thank you. I was like, see, animals do have souls.
I think they do understand what the hell's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, at least with things like that.
It's petrifying. It must be so scary for animals. Like people that don't have they don't have like knives and stuff to save themselves. They're just like, they're dying.
Yeah. They have what nature gave them, and it helps with animals, but not against people.
Exactly.
But I was thinking that, what was I thinking?
I don't know. I have no idea.
About the whales. Oh, you were talking about them eating deep. Well, the thing is this, they're not bottom feeders, you know? I mean, there are fish that eat at the bottom, like lobsters and crab and shit like that, you know? But whales, no, they eat fish, you know, for all I know.
Lobsters, oh my God. They have a horrible death when people cook them on the stove.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking terrible.
It's so terrible. You can hear them screaming.
Yeah, yeah. That's terrible. Who the fuck would do that?
You need to pick the lobsters up cooked.
Yeah.
And then even the people that do it, it's like, you're a monster.
Yeah.
You're a monster.
I know.
I've never had crab.
I never had crab or lobster.
What do scallops look like when they're still a fish?
I don't know.
I gotta Google that. Do you think it's going to throw me off and I'm never going to eat a scallop ever again?
I don't know. To me, they're all gross. But I grew up like that, you know. So, you know, being in Israel, we were kept away from non-kosher food, which is those are all. But now I eat pork and shit like that. But it's still hard for me to approach food with tentacles. But what is
ew,
the word
I'm looking for? I know what
claws,
you're talking about.
Claws.
So you eat. But you don't eat crab.
No, I don't eat crab. But I do when I have sushi. Yeah, it's imitation crab.
But that's not real.
I know.
See, that makes me wonder, like, what is it then?
Right. I think it's fish, but some other kind of fish, no?
Okay, on that note of what is it, I posted a...
The scallops?
Ew. Hold on.
I'm telling you, none of these look good.
It looks like a booger. Oh, my God. I'm so confused. Okay, so a scallop is basically... So, you know when you're on the beach and you're walking and you see those actual why can't I say it?
The crabs?
Seashells. Oh, no, the ones that like are like kind of like round and they have like the end.
Uh-huh.
They're the fish inside of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, they're so good, though.
Yeah?
Like, they taste like chicken. It's like the only seafood I'm like, yes, give it to me, give it to me, give it. That's what it looks like. This is a sea scallop.
Oh,
I see those on the beach all the time.
Yeah, it doesn't look like boogers when you look at it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like when you open the inside, it looks like a booger. But then when you
well, bon appetit. Though, that's all I can say. <Enjoy yourself.
laughs> So gross. But I put up a video last night on my Instagram because I freeze my candy before I eat it.
Really?
So I went to Ralph's just today. I got a bottle of wine and two bags of candy.
Uh huh.
And I put the two bags of candy in the freezer, and then I cooked myself dinner. Drank half the bottle of wine. I was like shit faced by like 8. And then I was like not hungry, but I was like, let me eat the candy. So I went into the freezer and I had one Butterfinger. Didn't think anything of it. 2 hours later, I got more urge to eat more candy. So I opened the bag of Reese's. Reese's Pieces. The
Reese's.
Ones that look like M&M.
But it's Reese's, not Reese's.
I've been saying Reese's my whole life.
I know. Okay. Well, let's keep saying it.
Wait. How do you say it?
Reese's.
Reese's. Oh my God. I don't know. I've literally, I think my sister says it like that too.
But Reese's. It's Reese. Reese apostrophe S, right?
Yeah. I don't know why I pronounce it Reese's.
Wait. Or is it with an apostrophe S?
No, I think it's with an apostrophe S.
Is it?
Reese's.
No, Reese's. Reese's candy.
Is it with apostrophe S?
No, not apostrophe at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah, right?
I know. I knew there was. It's like Reese's, like it belongs to Reese, you know?
Reese's.
Right, Reese's.
Reese's, but it doesn't make any sense because it would be Reese's Pieces. They wanted it to rhyme.
Reese's Pieces. What species?
Oh my God, I don't know what's wrong with me. There's something wrong with me, obviously. I don't know. I wonder how many people I've said that to and they're like, is this chick serious?
Right. You see, well, sometimes you have to have people that are honest with you.
Yeah, because then I'm like, I wonder if in my video last night I pronounced it like that too. I probably did. Oh well, moving right along. I took a handful and I ate it. And uh-huh. And then as I'm eating the candy, I realized even with the Butterfinger, that candy has been in the freezer for like 5 hours and none of the candy was frozen. It was cold. It was delicious.
But it wasn't frozen.
But it wasn't frozen. So then I start questioning, what the hell is in this candy for it not to freeze?
Right. I don't know, man.
Can't be good.
Well, I mean, like chocolate, it freezes, but you can still eat it.
No, it doesn't freeze. Like, so I get Hershey's cookies and cream. It's like my weakness, okay?
Right.
I get that at least once a month. I put it in the freezer. It gets cold. It gets a tiny bit harder, but it's not frozen. Like, it's not hard for me to eat.
What, the ice cream?
No. I'm talking about the Hershey's candy bar.
Cookies and cream. Okay, I'm thinking cookies and cream ice cream.
Yeah, oh my God, I love cookies and cream ice cream. It's so delicious. It's like my favorite ice cream of all time. All
right, so Hershey's, right?
Yeah, I put it in the freezer, and it'll be in there for 2 weeks.
Right.
And 2 weeks later, I'll take it out. It'll be cold. It'll be semi, like a little bit harder. But I still can eat the entire block without being like, ugh, it's frozen. Yeah, so that doesn't freeze either.
No, well, maybe the consistency of it.
I'm Googling it.
It doesn't stay hard like that, you know? If it doesn't get ice on it. I don't know. What the fuck do we know?
I know. And they're going to lie to us anyway because they're going to want us to eat their product.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
So Reese's Pieces is one package. It's 87 calories. That's not too bad, right? For the two.
No, because if you think about it, you're supposed to be eating like, what, 350 calories per meal?
Is that all?
That seems like low, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, a meal is like 1,000, 1,200.
No, because you're only supposed to eat 2,400 a day, I think.
About 3,000.
Really?
Oh, wait a minute. You're right.
It's like
2,000. 2,000.
It's like 2,000.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you know.
If you break it down by meal, let's say it's 2,400, that's 800. That's like 800 calories per meal.
Probably.
I don't know how people count calories. Like, my sister called me the other day. She's like, yeah, I had an egg sandwich with avocado taste, and it was about 700 calories. I'm like, Gabby, how the hell do you know?
Because they probably have resources where they tell you each thing, how many calories.
I couldn't do that every day.
No, that's crazy.
That's too much. Yeah, like, every day I'm like, I had a bagel with cream cheese, lightly toasted.
Yeah.
Oh, 500 calories. How much is a bagel with cream cheese, you think?
It depends where you get it, but I would say maybe $6 or something.
No, not money-wise. How many calories do you think it is? But that's crazy to me.
Did you say how much or how
many calories?
No, but the first time you asked me is how much.
No, I said how many calories. Okay. That's why I was like, $6.
You sure?
$6 for a bagel is insanity.
Well, but, you know, I mean, that's a sandwich, you know.
No. If you're just getting a bagel with cream cheese.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's still a sandwich, but it's... But it's, yeah, I mean, look, it's not going to be like $10, but it's not going to be $3, is it?
No,
because
it's definitely not.
Because you're going to a restaurant, you know, so a bakery, a bagel place.
Yeah, that's true. I will say I'm going to put a little local restaurant on. The best bagels I've had since I moved to California is from Bagel Broker.
Bagel Broker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
I don't know if there's any out in Sherman Oaks, yeah, but in West Hollywood, there's one, and it looks like a fucking shithole on the outside. Shout out to you guys. I'm sorry for saying that, but it does. It looks like a hole in the wall. That's why you cannot judge food places by its cover, because they're bagels. Anytime you see me come into work with a bagel, it's from there, and they're literally mouthwatering.
Wow.
I just want to eat the whole thing.
But you know, it's a good idea to eat fresh bagel in the morning.
So good.
Maybe that's what I'll do. There's Western Bagel here.
Western Bagel's good.
They're very good.
I haven't had it in like 6 years. I had it once when I was filming a show, and I was like, yo, this bagel spot's off the chain. And you can get like sandwiches there.
That's true. And the bagel is easy to eat in the morning, especially when they're so fresh, you know?
Oh my God, they're warm.
Yeah. So,
because you don't eat till two, right?
I haven't eaten bagels in a long time. No, I don't eat.
I don't know how you do that.
I know.
And you survive.
I know.
It's not healthy, Sam.
I know. Well.
And you don't even. Did you eat the chocolate the other day? Did you like that little crunch pack?
I had a bite. I didn't like it at all.
I know. It was terrible, right?
I dumped it, yeah. I tried.
You win some, you lose some.
I said I owe her to at least try it.
Yeah. No, it wasn't good.
Because it's like a Chex Mix, right?
No, yeah, but it's like it's like a candy kind of somewhat Chex Mix.
Right.
Chex Mix are so good.
Yeah.
They're addicting. Once you start eating those, it's like you can't put the bag down.
Yeah.
They're so unhealthy for you.
I know. A lot of shit is unhealthy for you, but we still eat it, you know?
Yeah. You know, Keanu Reeves posted on Facebook like a few years ago about someone in his family. I don't want to say the wrong relative, but someone in his family was like a prestige athlete. I don't think anyone famous, but like in shape. Ate everything organic, maybe vegan, never smoked, never drank, and he died of cancer.
Really?
And I'm like, sometimes you could be like the healthiest person and like not eat stuff like Chex Mix or ice cream, or get a whole bag of Reese's Pieces that you throw in the freezer.
Right.
But then sometimes you could eat the shittiest stuff
and
live forever.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's really no...
No, because look, everybody's got to go somehow, right?
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying. If it's not an accident during your life, you're going to die old, and old people get sick.
Yeah.
It's very normal, you know? Old people fall, they hurt themselves.
And you notice that after somebody falls when they're older, it's kind of like downhill from there.
Oh, yeah.
Like my grandmother fell out of the bathtub, and she was in the hospital for her hip, and like... It just was the beginning of the end from that moment on.
Yeah. Well, it's not necessarily, but it definitely changes your life. I mean, my mom fell, broke her hip. They fixed it, but she never stood again because she was afraid to fall again. So she's in a wheelchair for 3 years now. She doesn't have to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I feel her not wanting to get surgery.
No, she got the surgery already.
Oh.
But most people get up and stand after 2 days.
Yeah, so she just has it.
She just stayed in bed and didn't want to get up.
Oh, that's sad.
Right?
Yeah,
so she's in a fucking wheelchair.
I thought she just didn't want to do the surgery, which I'm like, I get why she'd be scared.
No. They did the surgery and everything, you know? I mean, you can't leave it like that. So, yeah, so that sucks, you know? But you're right. And you know what? Once you're in a wheelchair, you don't ever get up again, you know?
Right.
That sucks. That's why my dad didn't want it. And he fell a few times and never gave up, you know.
Right.
Luckily, he never hurt himself badly.
Right.
You know, I mean, there was a little, he had to have some, a cast on his arm for a few months, but that was really minimal.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, you get old, but, so people have to die somehow, you know.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So eventually you're going to get something. You're going to get cancer. You're going to get this. You're going to get that. And it doesn't matter how you live, because there's an end.
Yeah.
There's an end, you know? And, you know, I mean, I'm grateful. Look, I haven't lived a healthy lifestyle. I've been a smoker for many years. I drink Diet Coke all the time. And I don't work out or anything, right? But I went to the doctor. He says, your heart is fine. Your lungs are fine.
Right.
You know, so.
But you haven't gotten blood
work.
You got
genes, you know?
You haven't gotten blood work.
That's true.
Huh? I don't know why you haven't done it.
I still need to do that.
You need to do that at least once a year.
Yeah.
Put it to bed. Like, just get it done.
Yeah.
Like, the other day.
I just said I don't want to have to fast, but I'll go in the morning.
I know, but, like, you don't eat anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
No,
so
but
like,
I have coffee and shit, so
yeah, you just
I'll skip that.
Yeah, you can't. You can drink water.
I'll go at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, as soon as you wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you go to Quest Diagnostics, you can like make an appointment for 7, like literally banging out.
No, in all of them you can do
that. Yeah, yeah. So you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like the other day when my boob was hurting, I went to the OBGYN because I feel like they know boobs better than regular doctors. And while I was there, I still, even though I haven't had sex and I just had my yearly checkup, I got an STD check.
Right, right.
No call is a good call.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what they tell you. But the guy was like telling me, I was like talking to the guy because it's like a male nurse. And he's like, after working here, like I'm even petrified myself to have sex. He's like, there's so many STDs and so many people that have them that, and nobody knows they have them. Like, wow. you wouldn't be able to tell, which freaks me out.
Yeah.
Because men are just out here on these streets sleeping with anyone and everything.
I know.
That'll give them semi-attention.
I know.
And you don't know that they were just at Planned Parenthood freaking out.
You know, and all these chicks on Tinder that my son
says.
Yeah,
tell your son be careful.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they obviously are not only fucking him.
No,
they're fucking everybody.
Yeah, and especially if they're sleeping with your son and then never talk to him again.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they sleep with somebody else, do the same thing.
Exactly.
Every fucking other day, somebody else. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's dangerous shit.
Yeah, like I can't. Okay, let me ask you a question, though. I'm just totally jumping off topic. I went to, my guy friend.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. When I went to his dinner party, he had a DJ there. Right. Talked to the DJ briefly. I was drunk, barely remember his face. Okay?
Right.
So he texted me and was like, hey, remember this DJ from my party? He thinks you're cute. You guys should like get to know each other. Not my type from the picture. Yeah. I don't remember meeting him in person.
Yeah.
But still not like, I'm not jumping at the fact of, plus I'm just like not interested right now. I'm not interested in any guys right now. So he took it upon himself to give that guy my number.
Really?
So he texted me, but he
sucks.
Yeah, he texted me like OD last night to the point where I was like, this is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he hit me up and then he asked me if I would hang out with him last night. And I said, no, I'm not doing anything tonight. I've had wine. I'm watching a movie. I'm going to bed, which is obviously way too long of an explanation to even have to give you.
Right.
So then he goes, well, you don't have to get dressed up for me, which is annoying for guys to say anyway, because right. I know I don't need to get dressed up for you. I don't have to do shit for you.
Right.
But you saying it is just even more annoying.
Really? Okay.
So I don't respond to that.
Yeah.
And then he texts after I don't respond to that. Ice cream, frozen yogurt. I'm like, is this dude serious right now? But it's like I didn't give you my number. You got my number from a third party.
Right, right. And you're bugging me.
And you're bugging me now.
Right.
And it's just insane to me, like how guys can be.
Yeah, but I mean that wasn't right to give you.
That's
number
what I was. That's what I wanted to bring it up because I wanted to see if you thought that was like out of line.
Totally out of line. Totally. I mean, when people ask me here for phone numbers of people I know, I don't give it.
Yeah.
You know.
No way.
Yeah,
no way.
I have to ask them first. You know, or emails or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's cool. So, there's a lot of things I wanted to talk about, and we're usually, like always, we're drifting.
Yeah, always.
But there's a website that actually rates your looks, like how pretty or how ugly you are. And they're saying that if you Google, there's 10,000 women a month Googling, am I ugly? So the first...
Oh my God, why? First of all, how is Google going to answer that? That doesn't make any sense.
No, what Google does is he brings you websites that deal with that. That's what Google does. So the first site it brings up is this, it's called Pretty Scale. And it was launched in 2011 and works by analyzing photos to provide a number from 1 to 100.
Oh my God, that's not cool.
Ugly to beautiful.
Well, that's not cool.
No.
No.
And especially when they do it only to women, you know?
Mm-mm.
But they get 20,000 to 40,000 hits a month. But a body image charity has slammed it as being dangerous.
I mean, that just sounds like how, first of all, no.
Yeah.
Whoever came up with that website is a piece of shit.
Right. But it breaks down your face to reveal like how you've fallen short of being beautiful from your... No size to your facial.
Oh my symmetry. God, that's horrible. That's seriously horrible.
I know, man. It was created by a programmer in Pakistan. He says he just started it to prank his coworkers. But yeah, people are fucking crazy, man. All the shit that's on the internet, you know. Then this guy in Arizona slashed his grandmother's throat because he was sick of taking care of her. This guy looks like a woman in a man's... Like he's got a woman's face because he...
Plastic surgery?
No, but he's got eyebrows that are done. His eyes are like they have mascara on them. So he kind of looks like a girl. I don't know if he's a transsexual or whatever, but at first I thought it was a woman. But at any rate, he got tired of taking care of his grandmother, so he killed her.
That's awful.
He punched her. She was unconscious, and then he fucking slit her throat while she was in
the
bathtub.
That's a terrible death, too.
Right? I mean, what the fuck is wrong with people, you know? You can't take care of her. Take off and leave. I mean, that's even, you know, I mean, that's pretty bad, but at least find somebody else, you know? What the hell?
Poor
people
thing.
People are so fucking crazy.
And
man.
I'm assuming his parents are not in the picture if he's taking care of the grandma.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Who knows? Or maybe he was just living at her house and thus he had to take care of her or something, you know?
Horrible.
As the price for living there or something.
So terrible.
It is, man. What the hell do people do? This is funny. Went viral. A Japanese baby was born with major hair. So it's like if you look at the picture, I have to show it to you. I'll show it to you afterwards because you can't see my screen. But it's a 7-month-old baby, and she's got hair like an adult, you know?
That's crazy.
But like,
that's kind of weird.
I know, man. And she was born like that, with a head full of hair, long hair.
I wonder if that's like an abnormality.
I don't know, but it's funny, you know, when you look at it. But at least they should cut her hair or something, you know? Because it's just like really thick around the head. It's not like it's long
in
the back, you
know? I mean, it shouldn't be long yet because she's only 7 months. Right. And usually 7-month-year-olds have like no hair.
Right. She looks so funny. It's funny, man. Wow. But yeah, cool hair, man. In my 3D graphics that I'm learning right now, I'm learning how to make realistic hair. And it's fucking amazing what they can do today with the software.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I did this, it was 28 years ago that I started my animation company, if you can imagine.
Right.
And there's no way you could do hair. There's no tools to do that. The computers were never fast enough to process it anyway. At that time, if you wanted to do animation, like serious animation, you had to spend $50,000 just on the computer without the software, you know? So today, things are a lot more accessible, and things are shit fucking real. They look so real. I can't believe it.
Right.
You look at a picture, and they tell you, this is not a photo. And then they give you screenshots of how they made it.
Right. There's this video that was posted online of three guys dancing last night. And I'm pretty sure the guy in the middle was computer animated and in. Because he was like, they made him wicked skinny. But the way he was moving, you could tell it was an actual human
Well, sometimes, yeah. Well, yeah, it depends what kind of a job they did. Because, you know, if you notice in some of the movies we have, like even Planet of the Apes, the way the apes move, right? These are actual actors.
Yeah.
And they capture their motion.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That was an epic,
right.
Epic trilogy of a movie series.
Right. I never saw any of them. Only the original one a long time ago.
Oh, my God. I can't even
Never
speak to you.
Never saw the new ones.
No, the new ones were so incredible.
Yeah.
I bawled my eyes out on the last one.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
So yeah, so I was reading on the making it and stuff, and a lot of motion capture. So when they do motion capture, it moves realistically, just like the person, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, it depends on how good they are. I'm just seeing all the work that people are doing. I go, fuck, man, people are really talented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get to that level, you have to spend a lot of time. So although I did this a long time ago, I haven't exactly dabbled in it for about that long, for 25 years. So how the fuck can I remember? You know, they got all new tools and everything, so... But I'm learning it, and it's fun, you know?
Exactly.
If you enjoy what you're doing, then it's a hobby, and if you make money at it, then it's a job, you know? But I'm not looking to work at it. I just want to play around with it. I already created a cartoon walking and shit. It's pretty cool. So, do you have any like hobbies or anything other than going out and getting drunk? None?
No.
Do you like to read?
I do like to read.
So why don't you read more?
Because I like to watch movies more.
Yeah, but you can balance it.
I know. So we had this conversation. Like yesterday, I could have definitely read, but like.
And you don't have to read fiction. I mean, get something like you know, the art.
No, I like self help. Yeah.
Of not giving a fuck.
It's called the subtle art.
Yeah.
The subtle art, the art of not giving a fuck. No, I mean, yesterday I definitely could have read, but I got caught up in watching Hallmark romance movies.
Yeah.
You know, the ones where it's like the acting is so terrible, but you can't stop watching them. That was my Sunday.
I don't think I've ever seen one of those. Really.
Oh, my God. I just watched one.
Are they like soap operas?
No, they're movies. Oh, so they'll be like an hour and a half, 2 hours TV time. And it'll just be like people that are like grade Z actors. Like the acting is almost brutal to watch. But I actually watched one yesterday called, what was it called? A Touch of Romance or something like A Taste of Romance. They were both chefs. Yeah. And they were at like restaurants right next to each other and they hated each other.
Yeah.
And then they end up falling in love and I cried like 4 times. I'm like, why am I crying right now? What is going on? That's when I know. The Reese's Pieces and the crying.
Yeah.
It's about that time.
Yeah. We need to quote you with that Reese's Pieces.
I know, God. I'm like it's literally so going to rewatch the video and see if I said it like that too.
Yeah. You're thinking of the word species, I think.
I don't know what the hell
there's
I mean.
There's no pieces. There's no such word.
Pieces.
Pieces, so yeah. Like a piece.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
Why does it sound like I'm saying it incorrectly, though?
Reese's Pieces.
Reese's?
Pieces.
Pieces.
Yeah, like a piece.
And I'm saying Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. That's funny. I guess that's it for today, huh? Another day.
Another one bites the dust.
Another one in the can.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what the guest situation is going to be. For the rest of the week. I haven't checked my email in 3 days. 2 days.
That's not like you.
I know. But I needed some break during this.
My stomach is growling. I'm so hungry.
This weekend. Okay, then go eat. Now's the time to do it.
I made pasta last night and it was like the best pasta I've ever made.
Cool. Are you going to work out today?
I'm going to, I think. I'm on the fence.
Good.
Not the trainer. He didn't hit me up. So I'm assuming we're not training today because he usually texts me the night before and says training tomorrow and he didn't hit me. So I'm like debating if I want to do that long hike to my actual gym.
Yeah.
Or just wait to train with him 3 times.
All right. Well, whatever works for you.
Whatever floats my boat.
Everybody, thank you all for listening and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.